You know, when it comes to wireless carriers, sometimes what you see isn't always what you get, except with Visible. With Visible, what you see is exactly what you get. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. With Visible, there are no hidden fees, no fine print, no hassle, nothing to hide. It's just $25 a month, all taxes and fees included. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. You can save on a line all to yourself with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And again, just $25 a month. The future of wireless is here, and it is transparent. If you want more transparency in your wireless plan, you want to be on the Visible plan. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. That's Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. This episode of GameScoop is sponsored by Squarespace. If you're looking for a way to make your business stand out and succeed online, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for you. They take the stress out of creating an awesome website, engaging with your audience, and selling anything from products to content to time, so you're able to focus on, you know, everything else. In other words, you'll have more time for gaming. With the new guided design system, you can choose from curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, optimized for every device. And with Squarespace's integrated, optimized SEO tools, you'll show up more often to more people. Squarespace doesn't just make things easier for you. Checkout for your customers is made seamless with simple but powerful payment tools that allow you to accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. So whether you're just starting out or looking to expand your existing brand, be sure to visit squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/gamescoop to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/gamescoop for 10% off. Welcome back to 8-Bit Radio, the show that celebrates the amazing sounds of the Nintendo Entertainment System. I am your 8-Bit DJ, Damon Hatfield. We may one day branch out to other retro systems, but for now we're mining the seemingly endless treasures of the NES. As always, these are the original sound files as they appeared in the original games. No remixes or modern remakes here. Without further ado, let's get to the music. Listener Kelson Smith writes in with a request. He would like to hear Crystallis. I can't remember if I played this on a previous episode, but it's good enough to repeat. Crystallis was an action RPG released in 1990 that played much like The Legend of Zelda. In 2005, Nintendo Power ranked it number 115 on its list of the top 200 games to ever appear on a Nintendo system. This is Crystallis. On the last episode of 8-Bit Radio, I played several tracks from DuckTales, and many listeners pointed out that I neglected to include the theme to the moon level, which is apparently everyone's favorite game music of all time. I apologize for the omission and will attempt to make up for it right now. Thank you. listener Artem Sorokin, very, very sorry if I mispronounced that, writes in to say, I have a request for yet another Sunsoft game, and not just any game, but my favorite game of the 8-bit era, Journey to Silius, or Raff World, as it was called in Europe. I would forever be grateful if you played some tunes from that game. Well, Artem, prepare to owe me a life debt, because here is 1990 side-scroller Journey to Silius. Listener Superstar Nuggets writes in to say, Super C, the sequel to Contra, has music just as cool as the original. I've got to disagree with you there, Superstar. The original Contra's music is so memorable, people can still hum it from memory today. However, Super C does have some rockin' tracks like these. Superstar Nuggets continues with, Kirby's Adventure had some bright and happy tunes, perfect for the NES. You know, Superstar, I think bright and happy is the perfect way to describe this music. We'll be right back.
Longtime GameScoop fan Courtney writes in saying, Shadow of the Ninja was one of my favorite and overlooked NES games. It came out roughly around the same time Ninja Gaiden did. It has amazing music that I still hum to this day. I'm not sure if I ever played Shadow of the Ninja, Courtney, but I checked out the soundtrack, and you're right, it's awesome. This was released in 1990 by Natsume, the developer now best known for Harvest Moon. Next up is Strider, released by Capcom in 1989. It was quite different from the arcade version, which was a more straightforward platformer. Strider on the NES has more exploration and puzzle solving. Obviously, the Strider character remains popular today in Capcom's fighting games. Some of the music here reminds me of Bionic Commando, another Capcom joint. Listener Lord Bahamut S. Dragons, epic name, writes in to say, I love 8-bit music, and I'm always glad to see an episode of 8-bit radio. However, the fact that I love this music and even listen to it at work means that I've already gone through the obvious choices, Mega Man, Mario, Castlevania, Contra, Final Fantasy, and so forth. I'd love to be introduced to some more non-obvious choices like Ultima 2, Quest of the Avatar, and if you're going into foreign territory, Chojin Sentai Jetman, which is a Power Rangers game before the series even existed in America. Your wish is my command, Lord Bahamut. Here are two songs. The first is from Ultima 2, Quest of the Avatar, immediately followed by Chojin Sentai Jetman. Thank you. Well, friends, that just about wraps up another episode of 8-Bit Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. It warms my heart to know there are people out there who love this music as much as I do. If you have any requests, you can always email me at gamescoop@ign.com. And to keep up with all the games I'm gaming, make sure you're following me on Twitter. My name is Damon Hatfield. I'm going to play you out with one of the crazier NES soundtracks I've heard. This is Ultimate Stuntman, an unlicensed game released in 1990. It came in a gold cartridge that had a switch on the backside so you could flip between NTSC and PAL compatibility, or North American and European versions. Pretty cool, and so is the music. This is 8-Bit Radio. My name is Damon Hatfield, and I'm out.
Thank you for listening to 8-Bit Radio. Goodbye.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.